So I'm going to share three secrets that I discovered that helped me get rid of pain. I turned around and looked. I could see this 4x4 truck coming, and bam, it hit me in the hip and threw me 36 feet. I was like, not only is my running career over, I look like a freak, and no one's going to love me. This is a God thing to me. If it wasn't for him, I would be dead. So it's our mission to help people get off of big pharma drugs, right? With education and all natural health solutions. Most people are dealing with chronic pain that they don't understand is it's really due to.
Welcome to the I Am Pain-Free podcast. I'm your host, Rob Renee. If you're searching for natural remedies for chronic pain and ready to unveil the mysteries that big pharma prefers to keep under wraps, man, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Hey, this is Rob Renee from the I Am Pain-Free podcast. So excited that you're here. It's going to be a blast. We're going to talk about some exciting things. This is the inaugural episode, so thanks for listening to this. And if you're coming back from listening to an older episode, I appreciate you learning more about my story. This is the beginning. We're going to talk about me getting hit by a truck and suffering pain and then the big secret I learned from it all. That's what's so important. We're going to talk about the truck number one. Truck number one is important because we might talk about others in the future. So, hit by a car and the road to recovery, right? And what's that big secret? The big secret I learned is living in pain sucks, right? It's dangerous. It's bad for you, and it can turn chronic. So that's the things that I want to help you avoid. And so why do you want to listen to my story? The reason you want to listen to my story is going to help you get rid of chronic pain and live a better life. And you'll understand a lot better after this episode. So I'm going to share three secrets that I discovered that helped me get rid of pain itself. And then it's going to help you get rid of chronic pain. So let's talk through these three secrets. I'm going to talk about what, why, and how. And the beginning of this is going to be my story about getting hit by a truck. And so I was a young lad in college, and I had just made the U.S. Junior National Team. So I'd got a full ride running scholarship to Division I school, and I was super excited because I was on my way. I had my whole goal in life at that time was to be a professional runner. So I had worked my entire life up to that point, and I'd become a pretty good runner by learning a couple of secrets that I found out. One was how to fuel your body. So I read this book early on in probably high school. It's called Eat to Win. And that book was transformational from my running perspective because what I learned was, geez, instead of going out with my friends and eating hot dogs and pizza, that I learned that whatever I put into my body fuels my body. And guess what? As a runner, and especially in a distance running more specifically, you need to have fuel at the right time and enough of it to help you. And so that was a really key to my success early on, was just learning that. So anyway, fast forwarded, I'd done really well, and I went to this Division I school and was super excited because I just had made the U.S. junior team. And then on one of our international races, we were going against six different countries, Japan and Australia, some awesome countries. And I was running against their best runners. And I ended up winning the mile race. And it was so exciting because I beat the guy that had beat me at nationals. And I was just so excited because all my goals were starting to come into reality. And I really thought I could become that professional runner that I wanted to be. And then all of a sudden, I'm out on a training run this next winter. So I was in Utah, really snowy, cold day, and we're out on a 10-mile run, and my buddy and I were out, and we had our hats on, and it was really dry in the winter there in Utah, and my nose had become bloody, and that was really irritating because it was you're out trying to do a run, and your nose is bleeding, and you're getting it on your gloves, and it's a mess. But we stopped at one point and said, should we turn back? And we made the decision to keep going. We had to get our 10 miles in for the day. So we kept going, and then we're out on this desolate country road, and I'm running, and my friend all of a sudden yells at me and says something, and I wasn't sure what it was. He was running right behind me, and he had jumped into the ditch unbeknownst to me. And when I heard him, I turned around and looked, and there it was. I could see this 4x4 truck coming, and there was nothing I could do other than say, I'm going to get hit. I'm going to get hit. And bam, it hit me in the hip and threw me 36 feet. So 36 feet is a long way. If you're looking at a distance, just think of yourself lying down. If you're 6 feet tall, six of you, it's a long way. And I landed straight on my face. And then my knees hit next, and it knocked me out cold. And so I'm there on the side of the road, just bloody and out conscious. I literally am laying there, and my buddy came up to me and realized I wasn't moving, realized I was unconscious. And then this is a God thing to me. It still brings back just those memories, because this was, if it wasn't for him, I would be dead. And I really honestly think that God has me on this earth for a reason. And the reason why I believe that is the bloody nose that I had earlier in that run had clogged my throat. So I was laying there and the blood was just clogging up my only way to breathe. And since I was unconscious, I couldn't do anything about it. And my friend, thank God for him, right? He was with me. So he knew I had that bloody nose. And he could tell that I was unable to breathe. He had squeezed my hand and talked to me. And the only thing I could do was like just a little teeny squeeze back. So he could tell that I was there, but I wasn't there. So he literally reached in, and it's gross, but he reached in and took the clog out of my throat and allowed me to breathe. And if it wasn't for that, I would be dead. Because it took the paramedics 12 minutes to get there. And the next thing I remember is them with smelling salts. And I'm just like, whoa, what the heck is going on? And they're asking me all these questions. That you're in big trouble when they're asking you these basic questions, like who's the president? What year is it? All these types of things. A very scary moment. My body was in complete shock. And I'd broken my pelvis in multiple places. I'd broken my kneecap. And then they took me to the hospital and checking everything out. They had to have a plastic surgeon come in. And I don't know if you can see with this camera, but this whole side of my face was literally just a mess. And a plastic surgeon had to come in that night and reconstruct this side of my face. And I was devastated. The next morning was one of those moments in life where I'd woken up and the nurse came in. She asked how I was doing. I said, I'm not feeling well. So they had me on all sorts of pain medications and all different types of medications. But then she gave me, I asked for a mirror, I think. I think it was the point where they were trying to feed me or something. And I'd asked for a mirror. And I looked at myself and, oh, I remember this feeling. It was like this whole side of my face from here was really swollen. So it was a couple of inches out and it was all stitches all throughout it because of what the doctor had done. This, my lip was punctured all the way through. And I thought I looked like the Elephant Man. And I don't, no disrespect to anybody or people who have disfigurations, but I just literally was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to look like the Elephant Man for the rest of my life. And I just, my heart sunk and I just was devastated. I was like, not only is my running career over, I look like a freak and no one's going to love me. And it was a really tough period in my life. So fast forward that through the recovery period. Thank God I did recover. I was young and my body did get healthy, but they did have me on lots of medication. It was tough. But I did learn a lot through that whole period. One is I learned that dealing with pain is a horrible thing to do. And then the whole epidemic with pain medications is really important. So I had the fortune or misfortune of a brother of mine, his friend had just committed suicide for being on opioid prescription medication. So I knew the dangers of that, and so I would not take any opioid medication, which I think was a really important thing for me moving forward. So I was able to get through that, which is super important. But just wanted to let you know that the reason why you can listen to me is because I understand. I understand pain. I understand suffering. And not only physically, but mentally, as you could tell, still brings back issues for me, but I've learned how to deal with them. But the three secrets I want to talk today in this episode is the what, why, and how. And the what, and the main issue that most people are doing with chronic pain that they don't understand is it's really due to toxicity. And the toxicity is chronic inflammation because of that. The conditions are happening in and outside of our bodies. So the stuff that we're eating is bad for us, and also all the environmental things that are happening to us are really causing a toxicity issue. So that's why. And then we need to get rid of all those poisons in the food. We need to get rid of the poisons in the air. And we need to get rid of poisons in everybody's home. So that's a lot of things we're going to talk about during this I Am Pain-Free podcast is how can we be clean, right? How can we get rid of those toxins, et cetera? And then how are we going to do that? And the way we're going to do that is get back to the basics, right? Get our bodies back in balance the way God made us. And the way we get our bodies back in balance is really important. Since I mentioned that this chronic pain is coming from toxicity, right? And then the toxicity is coming from all these either internal things that we're ingesting into our body or the external factors that are happening. And the way we're going to solve that is get our bodies back into balance. And I'm excited to talk to you about some amazing ways to do that, right? And a lot of that starts with our gut and making sure that we get our gut healthy, and then our body can start healing. And the things that have been chronic pain for you for years, highly likely that we're going to be able to reduce that chronic pain. And then I'm going to be interviewing all sorts of awesome practitioners and doctors, and we're going to look at every type of medication as far as all natural medications and health solutions to help people get through these issues, right? We want to help people learn. We want to help people protect themselves and navigate and get our bodies balanced, right? So it can function and heal the way God intended it. That's really, really important. So thanks for spending a few minutes with me learning about my journey, learning about my accident, and learning about the goal of this podcast, right? The podcast is to help you get into balance. If you've enjoyed this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for a pain relief solution, but here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And, you know, getting access is a breeze. If you're listening to your phone right now, just simply open up your text messaging app. Send a text, pain-free. Just type those words, P-A-I-N-F-R-E-E, to 41 pain-free. So again, that's 417-246-3733. 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no problem, right? Just visit iampainfree.com. Look for the pop-up podcast and you'll get instant access there. Absolutely no cost. This isn't just a podcast series. It's called Beyond Pain, the Triple B Blueprint for a Pain-Free Existence. It's a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free, naturally, and faithfully. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we are thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Text pain-free to 417-246-3733. Or visit iampainfree.com to unlock that exclusive content. You know, and join us on a pain-free life, right? To natural and faithfully. All completely free just for you. So excited for it. Thanks.